grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, the 8th chapter of St. Mark, the 2nd verse, Jesus said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat." When several weeks ago I saw the first astonishing pictures from the Webb telescope, there came to mind some words of that remarkable 17th century Christian, Blaise Pascal, who said, "The eternal silence of these infinite spaces frightens me." The eternal silence of these infinite spaces frightens me. But then there also came to mind some words of Ignatius, the martyred bishop of Antioch, who not many years after the death of St. John had been arrested and sent to Rome to be thrown to the lions. On his journey to Rome, Ignatius wrote letters to the churches in various cities, and these letters have survived to the present day. And this is what he wrote in one of them. He writes of Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, who came forth out of silence. The Word of God, who came forth out of silence. In calling Jesus the Word of God, Ignatius is but echoing the language of St. John, who calls Jesus the Word of God at the very beginning of that wonderful prologue to his gospel. We know it so well. John writes, "When all things began, the Word already was. The Word dwelt with God, and what God was, the Word was. The Word then was with God at the beginning, and through him all things came to be. No single thing was created without him." And so when we Christians read at the very beginning of Holy Scripture these words, "And God said, let there be light," we Christians realize that the Holy Writer is pointing in these words to the eternal Son of God, who is the Word of the Father, and of whom St. John writes, "Through him all things were made." When the Jewish rabbis were asked, what was there before God spoke? They answered, God's silence. But now, in the eternal Word of the Father made flesh, that silence has been broken. As Ignatius wrote, Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, who came forth out of silence. As St. John wrote, the Word became flesh. He came to dwell among us, and we saw his glory, such glory as befits the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. God's ancient people, Israel, had themselves already experienced God's grace and truth. For God's grace is God's mercy, of which they knew they were unworthy. They had also known God's truth, which is his faithfulness to his promises, the steadfastness of his mercy. In the Word made flesh, we see God's grace and truth, the steadfastness of divine mercy. This is the glory that became visible in Jesus. And this is what we see in the gospel which we heard on this Lord's Day. Jesus says, "I have compassion on the crowds." And Jesus' compassion is not only a matter of words, but also of deeds. And so in his compassion for the hungry crowd that had been with him already for 3 days in a desolate, uninhabited place, Jesus satisfies their hunger using a scant 7 loaves and a few little fish, which he blesses and gives to his disciples to distribute to the hungry crowd. And St. Mark tells us that there were about 4,000 people, and that after they had all eaten and been satisfied, they gathered up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces that were left. In that huge crowd, in that desolate place, we see the whole human family in its desolation, in its anxieties and perplexities, in its tribulation, in its hunger, yes, for food and drink, but even more, its hunger for meaning and for purpose and for love. Yes, Jesus provided bread in the wilderness for 4,000, and on another occasion for 5,000. And it was after feeding the 5,000 that he unfolded the meaning of those acts of compassion. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me shall not hunger, and the one who believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus is himself the bread broken for the life of the world, just as he said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." He gave his flesh. He gave his blood on the altar of the cross. The feeding of the 4,000 was a miracle of divine power and a miracle of divine love. It was a miracle of divine power, because here the eternal Son and Word of the Father, through whom all things were made and are held in being, uses that power which is his at God's, God, to provide bread in the wilderness. And it is also a miracle of divine love. That same divine love which in the beginning called everything out of nothingness into being, that we might share his divine life. Nor did this miracle of divine power and love end with those miraculous feedings. For on the night before he suffered, he took bread and he took the cup of wine and gave to his church that sacrament in which, until the end of time, he continues to feed us with heavenly food and drink. And this is exactly what happens every Lord's Day as we celebrate this heavenly feast of love and joy. Yes, we may indeed find ourselves sharing in Pascal's sentiment, the eternal silence of these infinite spaces frightens me. But in faith we confess with Blessed Ignatius of Antioch, Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, who came forth out of silence. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.